Oh, thank God. Someone's here. Look, there's been a really bad mistake. I don't understand what's going on. Huh? No, but my daddy shouldn't have been arrested. He didn't do anything wrong. No. What? No, I don't want to sit down. I want to go home. Please, I don't want a drink of water. I'm fine.
Oh, shoot. I've got a stain on my dress.
Daddy's not gonna like that. Are you gonna cover the dry cleaning bill for this? The stain right here. I'm sure I only got it because this place is so filthy. What? I'm very serious. It's a serious question. I can't go around with a stain like this on my dress. Huh? I'm sorry. Who are you, anyways? A psychologist? I don't understand. Okay, I will sit down and talk to you. But listen, Daddy hasn't done anything wrong. I really don't understand why you arrested him. Honestly. From the beginning? What beginning? Beginning of what? I mean, okay. Well... My mom adopted me when I was 14. Before that, I was in and out of foster homes for a while, but... I mean, who cares? I don't know my real parents. I've spent a lot of time trying to forget all that, okay? I don't want to talk about it, really. What about my mom? I mean, she was great. I loved her. She got together with Daddy when I was 16. Why? They got married pretty quick. Yeah. It was a love for the ages, you know? What? Ew. No. No, he didn't. Why are you trying to put words in my mouth? Huh? Daddy never did anything like that. He was a great dad. I mean, he was kind of... You know, kind of strict, but I needed that. And he loved my mom, you know? No, he never touched me. I mean, that didn't happen until after I turned 18. Gosh, this is really personal, okay? Why are you asking me these questions? Okay, fine. It was after my mom died. Right? That was about a year ago. Yeah. Her death, it hit us both really hard. She was in a car accident. It was awful. Look, do we really have to talk about this? Yeah, well, we were both really upset, of course. I lost my mom. He lost his wife. It was just... the worst thing that had ever happened to me. I couldn't concentrate on my classes, and so I dropped out of high school. How long? I mean, I don't know. I think I had like a month left until graduation. Who cares? It didn't matter. Daddy said it was all right. He even said he wanted me to drop out, you know? He said I was just wasting my time there anyway. No, he was right. I agreed with him. I mean, it wasn't like I was a model student or anything, and Daddy didn't think I was cut out for getting a job anyways, so what was the point? Excuse me? Just what I said. Daddy didn't want me to work. What? Okay, that is a really personal question. Who do you think you are? Daddy doesn't want me to talk about that stuff. He said it's unseemly for a proper lady to... Wait, what are you charging him with? Rape? Of who? Me? You can't be serious. That's absolutely ridiculous. No. Oh God, I can't believe this is happening. Are you kidding me? Okay, fine. Look, you want the details? You win, okay? Jeez, are you some kind of perv or something? Ugh. Yeah. Okay, fine. Well, I mean, Daddy was really, really sad after Mom died, and so was I, you know? And I could tell he was kind of lonely. And so one day, after I tried to make him dinner, it didn't go very well. I was still learning to cook back then. And anyway, after I finished, he was just, like, looking at me with those sad blue eyes. Really sad. And I just felt so bad for him. I apologized for dinner, and I was like, you know, I just asked Dad, is there anything I could do? And he looked at me, you know, like, looked at me, and, and then he asked me, he's like, why don't you give your daddy a blowjob, princess? I was like, what? You know, at first I was like, wow, that's weird. But then I thought about it for a second and I was like, you know, yeah, that could be just the thing. And I realized, like, I wanted to, you know? So I got on my knees on the kitchen floor in front of his chair. And then I unzipped his pants and gave my daddy a blowjob. And it really cheered him up, you know? I guess guys really like that. It's kind of embarrassing, I guess. What? No. No. It felt natural. Why are you trying to make me feel bad about it? Yes, you are. I can tell. There's nothing wrong with it. You're trying to tell me that he, like, made me do it? He really didn't. He did not. Okay? He finished in my mouth and I swallowed it. And then I just caught up and did the dishes. Just natural, you know? I mean, Daddy went and watched TV. Why? No, I didn't mind. Why would I mind? That's a woman's place, okay? In the kitchen, doing the dishes while Daddy watches TV or reads the paper. Huh? Oh, no. Daddy never officially adopted me. My mom did. He just married her. Why do you ask? I mean, okay, look, he is my daddy, okay? Maybe not, like, I don't know, legally, but he is. Why do you care? Well, in any event, yeah, so I started giving him blowjobs at least once a day after that. Because I wasn't going to school and he had work, it was my job to take care of the house, you know? I learned how to clean and dust and vacuum and mop. Daddy taught me how to do the windows and scrub all the toilets. And I got to try all kinds of new recipes in the kitchen. I even learned how to bake. Isn't that cool? It's like science. I make the best chocolate chip cookies, too. I mean, you'd die if you tried them. Yeah, this really great recipe I got from an old book Daddy got me. No. Oh, no. Daddy doesn't allow me to get on the internet. He says it's too dangerous. No, really? I don't have a smartphone. No. Why? Why would I need one? Why is that weird? Why are you looking at me like that? You look like your dog just died or something. I can't believe... Are you seriously asking me that question? Look, what about privacy? I mean, I think that I'm entitled to some... No. Look, I'll tell you, okay? Jeez. My goodness. I think it was a few weeks after his first blowjob. He was in his depressed mode, you know? Sometimes he gets that way. Down in the dumps, blue, and he was just, you know, missing Mom, which you gotta understand that, right? And he was so sad, And then he asked me if I wouldn't mind sleeping in his bed that night, just so he could feel somebody, you know, warm next to him again, you know? And, well, sure. I mean, at first I was like, well, that's a little weird. But then I thought about it, you know, and I realized I was lonely too. And I thought, yeah, that could be just the thing, you know? So I went into Daddy's room and took off my clothes and I got into a bed with him. And, well, you know, we had sex. What? Don't look at me like that. Why are you trying to ruin something so perfect? It wasn't perverted. What a nasty thing to say. It was beautiful. A man and a woman sharing something special together in the depths of sorrow. I don't understand you. Like, I mean, yeah, it was kind of rough, but that's just Daddy. I mean, he's passionate, okay? I don't know why you're so bothered by it. I can't understand it. We both wanted it. Really? Change the subject? Oh, thank God. Okay. What now? My dress? Oh, thank you. It is, isn't it? Very elegant. Yeah. Dresses like these are all I wear now. Daddy buys them for me. Oh, and he wants me to look pretty. He does have a strict rule, though. Nothing above the knee. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most of them are really fancy and pretty like this. I know I'm only 19. What does that have to do with anything? What do you mean? Who is June Cleaver? What? Whatever. Daddy says this is how good little wives dress, okay? Yeah, a good little wife. He doesn't believe in all that poisonous feminist stuff you see on the TV. Well, I mean, I'm not really allowed to watch TV, but Daddy shows me these old movies sometimes. They're beautiful. Okay. Look, from talking to you so far, I don't really expect you to understand, so it's fine, I guess, but I don't know. What do you mean? Of course I do the housework dressed like this. Yeah, and my heels too. Why? Daddy says I have to look pretty like this all the time, even when I'm on my knees scrubbing the kitchen floor. I mean, what's the problem? In fact, did you know that Daddy pays for me to get mani-pedis every week? It's so cool. It's at this cute little strip mall place where they don't speak English. And it's okay. I mean, Daddy says I shouldn't be talking to those girls anyway. You know, it's best if they just concentrate on their work. He says girls shouldn't neglect their nails, and he likes the color pink on me. So, see? Look, aren't they cute? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get my toenails done for him too, but Daddy says I'm not supposed to show my toes off in public, so my heels cover them up. They're just for him. What? Don't you ever do things just because the person you love wants you to? Of course. Daddy does stuff for me all the time. Are you kidding me? Well, like, okay, so, like, he takes me shopping for dresses and lingerie, takes me to get my hair done. He told me to grow my hair out so that it looked prettier for him, you know, and then he took me to this old woman and I learned how to style it. So it was, goodness, what did he say? Oh, homemaker perfect. That's what he called it. Yeah. Do you like it? I could do all kinds of styles now. Let's see. What else? He took me to this salon where this girl taught me how to do my makeup properly. It turns out I never really learned how to do it right when I was in high school. And Daddy said a good little wife shouldn't look like a whore. So, he also bought me this necklace. Isn't it pretty? And these earrings? No, but What is wrong with that? Well, you want to know what I think? I think that you're jealous of me and Daddy. Did you ever stop to think that maybe you're not happy because you're living some insane modern lifestyle? I just know my place, okay? And look, I'm not telling you what to do or anything, obviously, but like maybe you'd be a lot happier if you figured out your place too. You know? I bet you haven't had sex in a while, huh? Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. Daddy would be mad if he'd heard that I said that. Look, I'm really sorry. That was disrespectful and uncalled for. It was. And don't tell Daddy, okay? Please. Okay. Thank you. What's that? Does he punish me? Of course he does. When I'm a bad wife. I know I'm not his wife yet, but you know what I mean. Come on. Yeah. When I do bad, Daddy uses the belt on me. Why? But I deserve it. Like, okay, like this one time. I tried to cook Daddy a steak on the fancy gas grill in the backyard, okay? I was being really dumb, super stupid. I didn't realize that girls aren't allowed to do that, okay? So I tried it, and I ended up burning it, of course. Daddy likes his steaks pretty rare. And so, anyway, Daddy got home from work. I had his steak and potatoes, like, all ready for him at 6 o'clock sharp. That's when Daddy likes his dinner, and I just had a salad, of course. Daddy makes me eat salads mostly because he says a good wife has to have a good figure, and that makes sense. So I'm not allowed to eat fattening foods, you know? Anyway, Daddy, when he realized what I did and that, like, I touched his grill even though I'm just a dumb wife, he got pretty mad. So he bent me over the table so that my face was just above his burned steak. Pulled up my dress and pulled down my panties. And he took his belt off and he belted me. Yeah, he hit me really hard. He was really mad. I mean, yeah, I guess I screamed a little, but I'm sure it sounded a lot worse than it was. Wait a second, how do you know about that? Did you talk to our busybody neighbors or something? Of course I cried. It hurt. I had welts on my bottom for like a couple of weeks after that. Look, is that what all this is about? Because Daddy used the belt on me? Well, they need to mind their own business, okay? Of course he had to punish me. I deserved it. A good little wife doesn't try to use the complicated gas grill. You know, I could have hurt myself. That's a man's work. And a good wife definitely doesn't burn Daddy's dinner. Jeez. Would you stop saying that? One day Daddy is going to marry me and make it official, no matter what you say. More questions. Yeah, I get punished all the time. Well, I'm still learning, okay? I screw up a lot. Like, gosh, like, can I put that red shirt in with Daddy's whites in the laundry? I had welts for a couple of weeks after that, too. And the time when I got lazy and stopped scrubbing the back of the toilets, Daddy was hopping mad after that. Oh, what else was he supposed to do? Huh? He dumped me over the toilet and gave me the belt. Abuse? No, it's just discipline, okay? Daddy says that I need it. Wait, what is this? Read it? Well, okay, but look, sometimes I have trouble understanding. Usually, Daddy helps me with stuff like this. No, I can read. It's just, oh gosh, give me a second, okay? No, I am not signing this. I don't need to read the rest. It says right in the first couple sentences that my daddy raped and abused me. That's insane. If that's why I'm here, like if this is what you want, it's not happening, okay? I'm a good wife. I'm a good little wife for my daddy. And he's gonna marry me. You'll see. No. 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 I'm not going to let you brainwash me against him. Daddy warned me about people like you. A career? Why would I want a career? Why would I need a career? Daddy says girls can't handle jobs like that. He says I can barely manage being a halfway decent homemaker, you know, so I should just concentrate on getting better at that. No, but Daddy's going to marry me, so why would I want to go back to school? Why are you shaking your head? I don't get what's so hard to understand about this. Just clearing the air? Well, it sounds like you're trying to trick me. Okay. All right. But... Well, look, what else do you want to know? Excuse me? Oh my God, that's private medical information. It's none of your business. How do you even know that? Yes. I have an IUD, okay? I don't know what it stands for. What does it matter? Of course I know what it is. Gosh. It's a birth control device. Wow. This is, like, super invasive. Daddy would definitely not want me talking about this. Why are you asking me?
Jeez.
No, it's that special kind. It releases hormones or something. So I pretty much don't get periods anymore. I don't remember. I don't remember when I got it, no. I mean, like, 8 or 9 months ago, I guess. You know, why don't you tell me? You're the one who seems to know everything about my medical history. Jeez. Yeah, Daddy wanted me to get it. Why? What? He did not. I told the doctor I wanted it, I signed the piece of paper, and that was it. Of course Daddy was there. He helped me understand the forms. Look, he wanted me to get it so he didn't have to worry about me being stupid about birth control, okay? So he wouldn't get me pregnant. He doesn't want any more children. I mean, except me. And, you know, besides, he didn't like it when I got my period, so now he can just have sex with me anytime he wants to, you know, whenever he wants. Daddy says a good wife should always be available for her husband whenever he wants her. Yeah, whenever. Well, okay, like this one time, I was in the laundry room folding laundry, and Daddy came up behind me, and he pushed me against the machine, and, you know, he pulled my dress up, and he just started having sex with me. Yeah, he just stuck it in me. Of course I didn't say no. You don't say no to your husband. Well, you just have to stop what you're doing and let him finish. Everybody knows that's what a good wife is supposed to do. So, wait, do you want to know what else Daddy has me do? Well, yeah, he makes me shave my legs and pussy every morning. Because he likes it when I'm really smooth, you know. And he likes it when I wear thigh highs and this really skimpy lingerie under my dresses. I mean, only he gets to see it, but it makes him happy that I always have it on. It's really racy, actually. And, oh, my goodness. And he also makes me put lube in my back door. Daddy calls it my back door. Anyways, I'm supposed to put lube in it at least once a day so I can be ready for him if he wants to use me there. You know what? Come to think of it, actually, that's what happened that day, you know, in the laundry room. I mean, he was just using my pussy, and he really likes that because he says my pussy is really tight. But sometimes that's not enough for him, or maybe he just wants something a little different, and he kind of, like, likes making me take it in my back door, even though it hurts, kind of. I mean, it feels good, too, sometimes. But anyway, so he put it in my back door, and it was really painful at first, and I screamed and begged Daddy to slow down, but I was so glad that I had it lubed up, because even though it was kind of rough, it eventually started to feel okay, you know? I mean, well, it's not my favorite, but Daddy really likes it. And Daddy says that a good little wife needs to get her back door used every now and then, even if it hurts, so that she understands that her husband is free to use her however he wants, you know? So that she understands her place. And he's right, you know. Jeez. Getting used in your back door really does help put things in perspective. And of course, you know, Daddy was spanking me and choking me. And I think that time he even ripped my dress. He's ripped a lot of my dresses, but that's okay because Mom taught me how to sew when I was younger. And he buys me new dresses all the time anyways. I mean, he was just so excited. And he's so strong, too. He just like yanked on it so that all the buttons popped off and he could get at my breasts. Daddy really likes groping my breasts while he uses my back door. And he likes to choke me, too. Because I guess he likes the sounds that I make when he does that. No. But, I mean, this is the kind of stuff you wanted to hear, right? Wait. Do you want to know what he did after he gave me a bunch of bruises on my breasts and finished using my back door? Well, he grabbed me by the hair and messed it up. And then he used his hand to jerk himself off in my face. And you know what? That was the day he finally told me I was a good little wife. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't really see very well because my face was a mess. I was really sore in my back door and my breasts were pretty tender and, you know, my throat kind of hurt too, but it was really cool. And then that's when he told me to finish the laundry and make him some dinner. After that, he pulled his pants up and went and watched some TV. And that was it. Anyway, that was probably one of the times those nosy peahen neighbors heard us and complained, and maybe that's what's in your little file there. But all I can tell you is that it was a beautiful moment of intimacy between two totally consenting adults, and I don't appreciate you or anyone else, including our stupid nosy neighbors, poking their heads into our business. Trying to villainize my daddy and cast me as the victim? It's ridiculous. It's just not true. I mean, honestly, I mean, I don't know why I'm surprised. Daddy warned me that this might happen, and I didn't believe him, but I don't know. Guess he was right. Am I surprised? I'm just, you know, dumb. No. No. You know what? I've answered your questions, and Daddy doesn't like me to swear, because he says, properly behave, little wives, don't use that kind of language, but, you know, you guys have been really terrible to me, okay? And even if Daddy belts me for it, and he probably will, I'm still going to tell you what I really think. Go fuck yourselves. Got it? I can't help it if you're just jealous. Go get your own daddy. Anyway, I'm not signing that piece of paper. So can Daddy and I go home now, please? Yeah, well, you know what? You talk to whoever you need to talk to, okay? Look, do you guys at least have a ladies' room around here? Like, I really need to, you know, powder my nose. Thank you. Where is it, please? Down the hall? Okay. Thanks. I don't want to be a bad wife, but I need Daddy to have sex with me. I want to marry my daddy. I'm a good little wife, Daddy. I'm not saying anything bad about you. Oh, I'm gonna be the best little wife for you, Daddy. Oh, I'm gonna be a good little mate. A good little
blood. Oh, Lordy, Daddy, use me. Use me. Daddy. Daddy, I can't wait until we're married. You can belt me when I'm back, Daddy. I want you to. Make me hurt. Teach me love. Daddy, I won't be a good wife to you. Just right now, I really need to come. Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy. I'm sorry, Daddy. Your bad little wife is gonna come on this toilet. I should flush, huh? Dress is still clean. Just for that stupid stain. Oh no. It's a little wrinkled though. Shit. Oh. Oops. Daddy would want me to wash my hands. Okay. Back to it, I guess. Oh, hi. Look, do you still want to talk to me? Because I don't think you can just keep me here like this. What? Oh, really? So I can go home? Okay, what about Danny? Oh, good. Okay. Fine, I'll just wait for him in the lobby then. What? Be careful of what? Look, I know you think Daddy is some kind of monster or something, and I know you think you're doing the right thing by trying to, like, warn me or whatever, but... No. I've been really cooperative, and I'm actually pretty sure I shouldn't have talked about all that private stuff in the first place. You know, I'm not sure what a good wife would do, but Daddy loves me. He's gonna marry me someday, you know? I just don't understand why you hate him so much. No, I'm done listening to you. Just... Daddy says it's not polite to talk back to your... I don't know, superiors, I guess. And I am really sorry about what I said before, but... I guess I just don't have anything polite to say to you anymore. No, thank you. No, I don't want your card. I'm not going to call you. I'm just going to go wait for my daddy. Ma'am, please go now. Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.